Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, I remain on the West Coast, where I just went to the always interesting Geffen Playhouse in Westwood to see an old show called Master Harold and the Boys, a three-character piece written by Athol Fugard. This had been done on stage for years and was even a film and later TV production. So it's far from new, but it is still sadly relevant. The cast is top-notch. John Connie and Niyashi Hatendi are the so-called boys, and Benjamin Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, is a very young master, and yes, he's part of that family. They're all excellent, and yes, a lot in this one is set in a tea room in Port Elizabeth in 1950, but the Geffen will do very well with Master Harold, I believe, which is still somehow timely and ultimately moving. Now, back in New York, one of the latest big, as in star-studded, shows that has officially opened on Broadway is The Fear of 13, starring Oscar winner Adrien Brody. I think I mentioned this one before, because I saw it before I left New York. It tells the true story of a man on death row. He was there far too long for a crime, it turns out he did not commit. Most of the reviews have been tepid, I have to be honest, some unusually harsh. Here's what one person wrote. Never did I imagine I would witness the Oscar-winning star of The Pianist and The Brutalist give one of the most amateurish leading performances I've seen on a Broadway stage. That was unusually harsh, and I don't agree. And we'll see if Brody ends up getting a Tony nomination. Anyway, the other new one is Fallen Angels, which I did rave about last week. This one stars Kelly O'Hara and Rose Byrne. It's hilarious. It's an old Noel Coward show, and it got great reviews. The most exciting news of my week, maybe yours, is Billy Crystal is returning to Broadway a third time. This one is extremely personal. Hey, he lost his home in a fire, and he lost his best friend to a heartbreaking murder. Crystal said that 860, that's the title of the show, and I think is the address of his former house, would feature video that he shot as the fire neared his house. And it will include more of his memories of Rob Reiner, who, of course, cast him in When Harry Met Sally. And a reimagined revival of Damn Yankees, directed and choreographed by Sergio Trujillo, is headed for Broadway next season. I've been waiting on this one. It had a nice run in our nation's capital. The upcoming Broadway staging builds on that revival, which features a new adaptation by Will Power and Doug Wright, with additional lyrics by Lynn Ahrens. I've interviewed Will Power. He's a Black playwright who has apparently made this old gem more relevant by shifting its setting from the 1950s to the early 2000s, placing the story against the backdrop of the Yankees dynasty era, and introducing a reworked narrative centered on a Black Joe Hardy, that's the main character, whose motivations are tied to his father's history as a Negro Leagues player. Yes, it's a very different Damn Yankees, but it sounds great. More Broadway news, a few coming attractions announced by the Roundabout Company. This fall, it will offer a rare revival of Molière's The Imaginary Invalid, a 17th century French comedy about a hypochondriac. The production is the brainchild of the acclaimed actor-clown Bill Irwin, one of my favorites, who has written a new adaptation and will star in the show. That sounds really good. It's being directed by Brandon J. Dearden, who has been getting a lot of attention also for Waiting for Godot. Anyway, it all sounds enticing. The other show which is just open on Broadway is Schmigadoon. And that's at the Niederlander, getting nice reviews. That one, of course, is based on an Apple TV series. Off-Broadway, well, let me count the ways. One called Indian Princesses has opened at the Linda Gross Theater. In that one, five young girls of color and their white fathers attend a program designed to bond families through handmade activities, camp-like adventures, and a heavy dose of cultural appropriation. How's that for a pitch? But where can these girls turn when the program sparks questions that their fathers are unable or unwilling to answer? Anyway, Indian Princesses is the name. It's being called a tender satire that explores the stories we tell, the histories we omit, and the truths that live inside us. And the always interesting Red Bull Theater offers a revival of Shakespeare's Titus Andronicus, which has just been extended through May 3rd. Drama Desk winner Patrick Page stars as the Roman general who, after returning victorious from war, is mightily mistreated by the emperor and his Gothic queen. Again, check out the Red Bull Theater Company. They always do interesting stuff. As does the Audible Company, which has been getting some big names, Hugh Jackman, Liev Schreiber, and more, via its theatrical work. The latest, Cecily Strong and Corey Stoll will star in What Happened Was. That's the title, What Happened Was, which at one time was a 1994 Sundance winning film. Anyway, like all Audible shows, this one will start in the West Village at the Minetta Lane Theater, one of my favorites. And Emmy Award-winning comedic performer John Cryer, you'll remember him from 2 and a Half Men, Pretty in Pink. He'll return to his theater roots and join the cast as vice principal in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. He'll join it on May 28th. That one is playing at the New World Stages. I think I talked about it a few weeks ago because I had revisited the show and laughed from start to finish. And on a very different note, Murder is the first shock in The Adding Machine. Now, this is Elmer L. Rice's play from 1923. Its central figure is the timid bookkeeper named Mr. Zero, who imagines himself being promoted at last. But when his cigar-chopping employer abruptly fires him to make way for an adding machine, Mr. Zero's reveries vaporize along with his self-worth. Are you enticed yet? Sounds very AI related. I'm sure that they'll connect that somehow. Anyway, this one is at the Theater at St. Clement's, a wonderful, wonderful venue, and it's the new group's new home in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. Also off-Broadway, The Tank will present the world premiere of I Want a Unicorn Frappe, an angsty, girly comedy by Katherine Weingarten. That one starts in May. And keep an eye out for a few others, Music City and A Walk on the Moon, or just two that are both coming in June, but more details as we get closer. Meanwhile, I will see you next time. I hope you have a good week and find something artsy in your hood.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.